Check your credit report.
Do it yourself.
Manage money.
Your income tax.
Where's your bailout?
Saving for college.
Negotiate the best price.
Wait, which price to haggle?
Start saving.
Retirement.
Bailout.
Do it yourself.
Where's your bailout?
Do it yourself.
Back now to the Takeaways Do-It-Yourself Bailout series. Every week for 10 weeks, we're taking a good long look in the mirror at our own spending habits, where we're saving, how much we're saving, and whether or not we can do more to get ourselves bailed out of the financial mess that many of us are in. If you're doing okay, though, you might also have some questions on how you could possibly save a little bit more. So today we're going to talk about a topic that many people do not even think about, and that is insurance. Believe me, there are some interesting questions about insurance and whether or not we have too much of it. Beth Kobliner joins us again. She's a Takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life. So, okay, Beth, I personally have never really thought about insurance. And when I call to get insurance on my car, I let the person on the phone guide me in terms of what I need. Okay, not good.
Well, I think in the world of insurance, there are two types of people. There are insurance overloaders, people who want to insure themselves for everything, you know, whether it's walking down the street or, you know, buying a new blouse or, but, you know, seriously, every new cell phone, every long-term illness, every possible lawsuit that may incur. And then the other people who see it as, you know, betting on their own misfortune and they don't want to buy insurance. So you have to be somewhere in between, and there's some kinds of insurances you absolutely need to have and some you don't.
Okay, so let's go down the list of what we absolutely need to have. Clearly, we have to have car insurance.
Right.
Because it's state mandated.
However, if you have a car that's older than 5 to 7 years, you may be able to drop the collision and comprehensive coverage because it may be costing you a couple hundred bucks a year. And you might be paying out more than your car is really worth after a certain point because your car depreciates in value so much. If you have a huge auto loan, though, you might want to hold on to it because if your car gets into a collision, then you don't want to be left without a car and you still owe so much money on a car that you don't even have.
Okay, so we're talking about cars that you own altogether. Okay, let's talk about homeowners insurance.
Homeowners insurance, most people, again, if you have a mortgage, you have to have homeowners insurance, but a lot of people don't have renters or tenants insurance. And that's very important because it covers you not just if you are robbed, if you have theft in your home, also for some liability, if somebody trips and falls in your home. And it's really cheap. You can get
It's really cheap.
You can get for most, I don't know how much you pay a month, but for most policies, you can get like $15 a month to cover yourself for tenants insurance. Very good deal. I say get tenants insurance.
Okay. So there are some things that for many people, if they have a job with benefits, often they have stuff supplied by their employer and they never actually look at it.
Right. My personal...
Like disability, for
exactly.
example.
Disability is one of those insurance. People don't even know what it is, but it's basically probably more necessary. I mean, your chances of being disabled are much higher when you're under 65 than your chances of dying. This is when we get into the really light topic of the morning. But it's true. When you look at the statistics, your need for disability insurance is greater than your need for life insurance. In many cases, if you look at the numbers, however, people have much more likely to have life insurance than disability insurance. If you're offered disability insurance through your plan, see if you are, and if it's an option you might be able to take, make sure to get it. Because it might be minimal cost because it's a group policy and it protects you if you get disabled off the job, skiing, or you have some horrible illness. It covers you for 60 to 70 to 80% of you, you know, if you can't work, it'll cover you for your income for a set amount of time.
Okay, well, let's talk about health insurance real quickly because it's going to be a few years before the new health insurance bill actually kicks in. In the meantime, there's still some questions I have. You know, I was unemployed for a good six months and I was wondering how much health insurance do I have to buy? I mean, how much really should I be paying for?
Right. Well, the issue is now COBRA, which has again been
It was way too expensive for me.
Right. It was way too expensive. Now, the federal government through May 31st is paying 65% of COBRA for people through May 31st.
Yeah, just for another month.
Right. So you have to pay attention to what's going on. And sadly, it's done month by month. So people are on tenterhooks. They don't know what to do. It's a very tricky situation. But if you don't have any access to health insurance for yourself, definitely look at catastrophic insurance. Try to get that because it's usually not that expensive. It's expensive, but it will cover you not for the dental visits or the checkup visits, but it will cover you for the catastrophic, you know,
accident. If you end up in the emergency room.
Exactly. Life insurance is one that often a lot of people have too much of. If you are single and you have no dependents, nobody who relies on you for your income, you don't really need life insurance. And a lot of young people have it. They're sold it very aggressively. They kind of don't know why. They feel like they're being responsible, upright citizens. But the fact is, you want to make sure you need it before you buy it, because it's, you know, a waste of money. And if you do need it, particularly if you're young, get term life insurance, which is the cheap, plain vanilla, straightforward life insurance.
Okay. And what other insurance? I mean, for example, we get offered insurance all the time when you go on an airplane.
Yeah,
when you purchase
right.
your plane ticket, you get offered
right.
insurance. When don't you rent
get it.
A car.
Right. Usually you don't need it. For renting a car, you don't need it because you typically, when you use a credit card, read the rules on you. Once again, always reading that fine print of the credit cards. But typically they do cover you for collision damage if you have
rental
an accident in the car. But rental car insurance, you generally don't need to get. It might be even covered by your
credit
car insurance.
Credit protection insurance?
Credit protection, another one. The credit protection you get to cover you for any kind of, you know, ability to pay your debts when you're not able to is generally not a good idea. It's very expensive. They often charge you $100 of debt per month.
Yeah, well, it seems like a waste of money. Thank you. Beth Koblenner is a Takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life. More of our DIY bailout next week. But in the meantime, as always, Beth has her tips for you on our website. You can figure out what insurance you need, what insurance is worth the cost, which you can skip. Check that out at the Takeaway blog.
We should take out a policy on Beth.
That's probably a good idea.
What if something happened to her? What would we do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know what to do.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.